B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
Can I please address something?
Yes.
Because Melissa just mentioned someone messaged us and said, don't listen to Pebbles because she's been scarred by relationships.
A little bit.
One, we've all been scarred.
I was about to say, who hasn't been scarred?
And two, I just choose not to have. I don't want a relationship. That's all I'm saying.
Leroy is right now. He's torn because he feels this mystery lady who none of us know. He's starting to get feelings for her. And he's like, at what point do you know if she's the one? Mind you, this guy was married.
Can I say it the correct way? I just wanted to know. What is a safe, I didn't say the right amount of time, but a safe amount of time before you start believing?
Yeah.
You know how you tell yourself, oh, that's the one? I just want to know, what's a safe amount of time before you really start believing in that? When you start saying to yourself, oh, this could be the one.
Okay, you've heard opinions. You've heard Pebbles.
Yeah.
You've heard Melissa's.
Yeah.
You haven't heard mine yet.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, we want to hear yours.
Well, hold on. Let me get my wife on the phone.
Oh, boy.
Hello, Nicole Torres.
Hello. Hi.
How are you?
Good morning.
Hi.
I'm good. Good morning. Good morning.
So I got you on the phone because, you know, you could speak from experience.
Uh-huh.
At what point? Well, Leroy, you got to ask her a question, like, about us, if you want.
Yeah. Hi, Nicole.
Hi. Good morning.
So at what point did you know that Romero was the one?
Oh, that's a tough question.
And
but
be honest.
Well, okay, so we were friends for like 6 months first.
Okay.
And then we started just like casually hanging out as friends because he actually had a crush on somebody else at our gym, but that's another story for another time. But when him and I started hanging out and like really sat down for like a long conversation about just like life and our perspectives and the things that we wanted and dreamed about, like I would say our first real date, I was like, we are going to get married and have beautiful babies, and the joke's on him because look at us now.
She said, no, date one.
Because I think you reach a certain point like in your life where if it's not like a forever thing, it's just not worth doing. So you have to believe that it's going to be a forever thing because it's either going to work or it's going to fail. So why not believe that it's going to work? And that's it. You know,
have a good, a positive attitude.
Date one.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like we met Tuesday and went out Thursday. It was.
No, we met in the summer and we really started dating in like the following January.
Oh,
really started, went on a date. I was like in sweatpants, but like the conversation that we had, I was like, oh my God, this person, like by no means is he perfect. I can attest to that. But like it's like you meet someone and you're like, oh my gosh, like this is it. Like I can envision this being it. And then you believe in it and you make it work.
Can I ask one question? So you said that first date with you all, you know, that you had that conversation.
Yeah.
If you had had that conversation without having had like the 6 months before or when you were just friends or, you know, that other stuff, do you think it would have had the same impact or do you think?
It was more like, I want to say believable. Like, I knew it was authentic. That's what I should say. Based on, we had built a foundation as being friends. So I knew he was being authentic to himself. It wasn't like, you know, we met online and this was our first date. And I was like, is this guy for real? Because he's saying all of the right things. It was like, wow.
It confirmed who he was.
Right. Exactly. It was just like, okay, like this. This is really who he is, and it's in a long-winded... I mean, we, like, shut the restaurant down. Like, they were staring at us, waiting for us to leave.
They really were. The servers were sitting across from us, staring at us, like, leave.
Yeah. Okay, but you, Romero... Yeah. Nicole, you said right away, but Romero, what about you?
For me, what cemented it was when I realized I wanted her to meet my kids.
Which took how long? Approximately.
Probably a couple months.
Okay.
But...
After we started dating. So it was probably close to a year of us, like... knowing each other.
It was probably about maybe like, I don't know, it was like that summer, right?
He definitely didn't believe it right away because after our first official date, he high-fived me and I was like,
okay, hey, that's a story for another day. Okay, goodbye.
I got believe as soon as I did.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I love you. Thank you.
Bye, Nicole. Did you hear about
that? No. Okay. Goodbye. Bye.
Yes. Go ahead. Well, real quick, I just wanted to read. I don't know if Leroy, you're interested, but a couple of our listeners have some advice that I thought was very interesting.
Okay.
Angela said, Leroy, no, slow your damn roll. You want to be loved doesn't mean it is love.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. Mm. Number two, you shouldn't act on it right away. But yes, a man can know on the first date sometimes. And Allison says, instead of the one, how about you just ask her to be your girlfriend?
Okay.
And then, okay. Wait, where's Corey has, I think, my favorite comment of the day. Corey, thank you for your message. He said, Leroy about to get slapped real hard by post-nut clarity.
Oh, my God.
That's good. That's good. This is Robert. Go ahead, Robert.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I just want to start off by saying I love you guys. Every single morning, me and my wife wake up to you guys, and that's the whole point I'm on right now. I actually woke up today this morning. I was like, I'm going to get on this station today.
Nice.
And it just happened.
You.
Like, finally, I'm on here.
Manifestation. I hope you're not just getting on to say, hey, I'm here. I did it. Give Leroy some advice, my friend.
Leroy, my man. Go for it, man. Go for it. I was with a girl for 7 years. 7 years, and we ended up breaking up. I found the love of my life. One date it took. We opened up all of our cards, and her cousin is married to my ex, and now I'm married to her, and we've been together for 3 years, and we have a beautiful daughter from it. You never know, man.
How long did it take between the 7 year, the breakup of the 7 year one, and the first date with your wife now?
It took about like 2 years for me to settle down and get everything ready. I did a lot of moves, a lot of initiation in my life, and sometimes you gotta go with your heart and just try. It takes, just like Melissa said, you gotta try. Yeah. You don't try, you'll have regrets for the rest of your life.
Look at that.
Wow.
Look at that.
A guy saying that. That's what's up.
You got another guy. I don't know if this is good advice or bad advice. Dre.
Hey, what's up? Good morning. How y'all doing?
What's up, Dre?
Hey, but listen, it's your boy Dre from Providence. But I just wanted to say that, listen, I got married at 21. When I met my wife, it was the absolute last thing I wanted to do was settle down. I was a player. And I'm telling you right now, when I met my wife, I was like, I didn't want to settle down, but I knew something like this wasn't coming along. And this coming March will be our 35th anniversary.
Wow.
And I don't regret it one minute.
Wow, congratulations.
Good job.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm telling you right now, if I just, you know what? You can't listen to anybody that don't know that feeling. It's a feeling that only you know and only people that make it know. So I say, man, Leroy, you got to go ahead and get this, man. You got to go ahead and make your move if your heart is telling you that.
Ooh, Lord.
Look at that.
I don't know.
He still don't know.
I don't know.
Leroy, meet Leroy.
Huh?
Leroy on the phone?
Leroy, it's coming from Leroy from one L to another L, you feel me? So I got to tell you, I'm going to keep it real with you, right?
Okay.
So this is what you got to do. If it feels right, dive in. It's that simple. You don't got to put too much thought to it. You gotta complicate things. If your palms sweat, if you think about her nonstop, if you get nervous when you're around her, anxiety, like sweating, but she can't see it low key.
Pebbles is getting anxiety listening to everyone tell him to go for it.
I can hear Pebbles. I can hear the sign.
I'm not saying anything.
If it doesn't work out, Pebbles will be more devastated than you.
Scorpio at that too. That's a Scorpio on top of that. My name's Leroy and I'm a Scorpio. Okay. So you know my problem.
Okay. All right. Whatever that means.
Is your window open? I don't know what's going on with the noise in the background with you right now, Leroy.
Oh, yeah, I listen to you guys every morning. I'm on Robo Patrol. I'm driving working right now.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's all dudes calling?
Yeah, man, that's crazy.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Look at that. So what are you going to do? What's the next step, Leroy?
There's this old song that comes to mind.
Here we go. It goes a little something like this.
What I was thinking about, it says, take your time.
Oh, yes.
I do like this song, though.
Oh!
And I'm gonna feel the cool day.
I can't wait till he starts coming in going, guys, I'm going to have sex tonight. What should I do?
No, the song I was thinking of, it's an old song, and it went a little something like this. Take your time, young man, mama used to say. Right. So I'm going to take my time. Mm. I'm going to take my time.
Girl, we've been together such a long, long time. And when you're near me, my heart does shine.
This is Leroy inside so singing to himself.
It's a question.
Straight. Here's the next step in the relationship right here.
Can I see one t- Just give me one t-
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up!
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.